The garlic bread, though. Did the garlic bread survive?
The garlic bread was... half of the garlic bread was good.
You destroyed the other half in a fury.
I did. I took the other half, I smashed it on my oven, and I threw it in the trash because I was so mad at the garlic bread. And I'm pretty sure I got, like, some blood in it, too. So that was good.
Hello, everyone. Salutations.
You screwed that up pretty good.
Yeah, I did.
Do that again.
Hello, everyone. Salutations, and welcome to the Time Bat Show. I'm Bat Snacks.
And I'm Time Aces. Welcome to episode number...
This is an episode.
Seven. I want to say seven.
Is it?
I think it's seven.
I forgot. It's been a couple weeks.
I think last time it was six. So usually what follows after six is seven.
Usually.
Yeah. So welcome to the Time Bat Show. It's our first episode in like a couple weeks. Remember, you can go to our new website, www.timebatshow.com. That's timebatshow.com.
Timebatshow.com.
And yeah, so let's explain what's been going on, why we haven't done an episode in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
Throwing it over to you at this point.
So, about almost a week ago now, a hurricane hit my general area of the United States.
I don't think you have to, like, pretend that they don't know what, you know, is going on. Like, it was pretty big news.
Yeah, Hurricane Matthew hit Florida, yes, and my internet service was affected.
And you're in North Florida.
Yeah.
Not only was your internet service affected, your entire, like, community was affected.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting, actually. I lost power for about a day and a half, and something really cool and kind of funny happened when I lost power. I live in an apartment complex, and...
Did you reach enlightenment while you were without power?
No, it was just totally the opposite.
Okay.
When the power went out, pretty much everyone in the complex came out of their buildings at the same time.
Whoa.
And went into their cars and started charging their phones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was really cool. I got to meet a lot of my neighbors.
Interesting. See, yeah, I don't know any of my neighbors.
That's because you've never lost power.
So do you think if I had, like, if I lost power, I would start just meeting all my, like, left and right, I'd meet all my neighbors, like, one after the other kind of thing?
Probably, because, you know, I had never met my neighbors before either.
Yeah.
But, you know, as soon as the power went out, everybody needs to charge their phone.
Yeah, and they're all outside, and they're like, hey, you, I've seen you around the neighborhood.
Hey.
And then they're like, how about this storm, huh? And you're like, yeah, how about it?
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. It was cool in ways, but it's also not really cool not having internet.
That's cool. I wish we had some kind of, my neighborhood had some kind of event to bring us all together like that.
Yeah, some kind of community crisis.
I live on a cul-de-sac, and no one really comes out of their house. Well, there's this one person that comes out, but they have, like, kids, so they're, like, running all over the place. And everyone else just, like, comes home from work and then goes in their house, and then, like, that's it. You know, you never see them again.
Yes.
Which is what I do, but, you know, I don't know. It would be nice to know somebody.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I mean, like, the first things I'm going to do now that I have internet is probably watch footage of all the video game tournaments I missed while I was away.
Oh, yeah, all those
yeah.
important video game tournaments that you missed.
Yeah, there was the Big House 6 on October 9th that I missed.
I think I knew someone that went to that, actually. He got eliminated, though, like, really early.
Yeah, a lot of really good people there. But, yeah, that's probably the first thing I wanted to do. I was really disappointed to miss that.
Well, now you can see it. Just in the Internet Archive version of the thing. So, how do you think we're doing with this show? Like, let's talk about it. Just because our viewers, our listeners are wondering how we
Yeah, we apparently have viewers now. Or well, at least listeners, there's at least
we have to get the terminology right first.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, listeners.
Or we're gonna lose all of them. So apparently, we had 24 people listen like this weekend. No, actually 30. 30 people, which is a lot of people for a small podcast like us. I mean, it's a lot for me. I thought that was a lot.
Yeah, I feel like that's a whole classroom full of people.
It's not really a lot. Like, in the grand scheme of the internet, it's not a lot. But for us, it's a lot. So it's exciting.
Yeah, I agree. That's a lot to me.
Yeah, it's a lot for me. If we can get, 30 people listening every time we do one of these, I'll be happy. Yes. And I'll know I'm affecting someone's life positively. Well, maybe not positively.
I mean, I was going to say, that's debatable, maybe. But.
Well, in some way. Not necessarily positively, but, I'm helping them pass, an hour of their lives where, they're bored or something, I don't know. Right? Right?
Yes, and I think we said, if you are a listener and you want to send us an email, maybe,
oh yes, use the emails.
We would really like to hear from you.
Yeah, we have contact@timebatshow.com. Oh, sorry, yes. timebatshow.com.
Yes, that's contact@timebatshow.com or contact@timebatshow.com.
Shh, they're not the same.
Yeah, shh, no, you shouldn't.
So you should email us, or you could tweet at us. We have a Twitter as well. I think it's @timebatshow.
I think that's what it is.
Tweet at us @timebatshow or email us at contact@timebatshow.com.
Whichever one.
We want to hear from you. Whatever you want to say, it's completely open-ended.
I don't really care if it's feedback or anything. You can tell us anything.
You can tell us about your day that you had yesterday and how it was bad and you got in a fight with Big Joe or something and your mechanic ripped you off. I don't know. Whatever you want to tell us about. We will read it. And not only that, but since we're this early into this podcast, we will probably talk about it on the air.
Yeah, we might give you strategies for defeating Big Joe in your next confrontation with him.
Because
you just never know what'll
happen. I gotta tell you, Big Joe is a scary fellow.
Yeah.
and we can
tell you how to beat him.
And we know the strategies for defeating Big Joe. I've played enough Punch-Out to know all the ins and outs of defeating, enemies that are a lot larger than you. So
yes.
Yeah, so contact us immediately. Right, not now, but right after this ends, then go out and do it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, that's exciting that you had a hurricane thing.
Yeah, it was exciting. I haven't seen a hurricane in a while. I've obviously seen them before. I've lived in Florida for quite a while, but still exciting.
Yeah, so my week was equally exciting. I cut my finger really good on Thursday. So that's actually not as exciting.
That seems like something you would do.
It was with a bread knife, no less. It was the worst kind of cut. I got really angry at the bread and I cut my finger. So you want me to tell you the whole story?
Why are you angry at the bread?
Okay. So I was making a lasagna in the oven.
With bread?
No, stop. I'm going to get to
story. Sorry.
Calm down, okay? So I was making one of those oven lasagnas from Stouffer's or whatever. It takes an hour or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Kind of. All right. So I also had garlic bread that I had bought at the store ages ago that I was I'm never going to use this. Now's the time to make this garlic bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the garlic bread is instructions are you need to thaw the garlic bread before you put it in the oven because it separates into two halves and the halves are stuck together in the beginning. So you're supposed to thaw it and I put it out for 20 minutes before it's ready to go in. And it's not stupidly thawed, so I'm this is so dumb. And so what I ended up doing is, I take a knife, and I'm cutting into the bread to try to, unstick these two halves because they're stuck together. And this isn't where I cut myself, by the way. I know it sounds like this is where I cut myself, but it's not. So I'm using a bread knife, and I'm, sawing it off or whatever. And what I end up doing is cutting it in such that one half of the bread has all the cheese and the other half of the bread has nothing on it. It's just a regular piece of bread. So anyway, I'm really mad and I stick it in the oven. I'm screw it. I'll deal with this later. So the lasagna comes out of the oven, and I take it out, and the bread comes out. I take the bread out, and I look at the bread, and I just, like, I feel crushed. I feel defeated by this bread. And so I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to slice off a piece of the top of the bread with all the cheese and then graft it onto the other part of the bread. And then I will have two equal slices of garlic cheese bread. So I brilliantly take the same bread knife I was using before for some reason, even though I should have been using like a butter knife. And now this knife is like a bread knife, so it has like those jaggedy edges.
It's serrated.
Yeah. So I'm like holding the garlic bread with my left hand, and with my right hand, I'm like cutting into this bread. I'm slicing a very small part of the top of the bread off, and I get like all the way down, and I'm like, this is kind of successful. And then I like slip at the end, and like the jagged end, I don't want to be too gory here, but the jagged end like jumps into my like middle finger in the left side. And it's like on the side of it too, and it's a hell of a cut. So.
Did you have to get medical attention?
No. I it was deep, but it wasn't super like wide, so I just cleaned it out, and it healed the first day, but now it just looks the same for the last few days. The problem is it's super jagged, and so the moral of the story.
The garlic bread, though.
Yeah.
Did the garlic bread survive?
The garlic bread was good. Half of the garlic bread was good.
You destroyed the other half in a fury.
I did. I took the other half, I smashed it on my oven, and I threw it in the trash because I was so mad at the garlic bread. And I'm pretty sure I got like some blood in it too. So that was good. That was very tasty. That garlic bread cost me... Almost cost me a finger, but not quite. I think I'll heal fully, but it was really annoying. And it hurt a lot, too. So that was my exciting week. While you were dealing with a hurricane, I was dealing with that. Because that was on Thursday, so that was like the exact same time.
Yeah.
Like, the worlds were, everything was aligning, you know? It was like that song by... Synchronicity by the Police, you know, all the bad stuff happens at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see what I did there?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's an exciting thing that happened to me. Other than that, you know, nothing. Just the regular, I've been missing doing the podcast. That's the majority of my thoughts of the last week.
Yeah.
Been like, oh.
Speaking of the podcast, do you want to get into some...
Some questions. I would love to get into some questions. I think that's
I'm excited to get into some questions.
Okay. Do you have some stuff? I have some stuff. You can go first.
I have some stuff.
All right. You go.
All right.
Should I do another drum roll like I did? No, I'm just kidding. Go.
Actually, no. You start.
You want me to start? I thought you had
a good
one. All right.
I just remembered that I started last time.
Okay. This one is, you know, Halloween is coming up in like, you know, 20 days or so, whatever. Actually, it's exactly 20 days. This is a Halloween-themed question. One of our readers asks, well, not one of our readers, some random guy I found on the internet, asks that he once got vitamins. What is the lamest trick-or-treat gift you've ever gotten? Vitamins
are pretty
lame, but that's not that lame. I mean, they're good for you.
It kind of sounds like the guy that gave him those vitamins wasn't prepared for trick-or-treaters. So someone knocked on his door, and he's like, oh, crap.
Oh, shit. What am I gonna do? It's Halloween. I need to find something.
Halloween.
What looks like candy around this house? And he gets, like, his
grabs
pack of, like, you know, multivitamins or whatever.
He's like, here you go.
What if he was an old guy, and he gave him, like, one of those, like, Centrum Silver thing, like the old people vitamins or whatever? Or like Ginkgo biloba or something like that.
Yeah.
Like
you're
not
even a real vitamin. Like just
right. It's like ginseng or something. It's like a ginseng caplet.
That's probably what happened.
A ginger caplet. I would do that if I didn't have any. Actually, I would probably just not answer my door if I forgot.
Yeah, I would probably run and hide. Actually, I don't know. I might answer it and apologize, or like
give
them a soda.
Then they would be mad. Oh, you'd give them soda.
Yeah, maybe. Or like a, I don't really drink soda, so maybe a sparkling water. That would be a really
bad. How would you have
bad.
A sparkling water, though? If you've already not prepared for Halloween, how are you going to have a sparkling water?
I always have sparkling water. It's like my favorite beverage.
You just said you didn't like sparkling water.
No, I don't like soda.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, okay. You'd give them a sparkling water.
Yep, probably. Yeah. That's probably what
but
they would
get. But then you'd have to give each and every trick-or-treater sparkling water. What if you had a bunch of them?
I buy them by the case. I have plenty.
Oh. That wouldn't be that lame. I think, you know, I would enjoy that as a kid.
I mean, I don't think that's something kids really enjoy, though. There's no sugar in it.
I don't really like sparkling. Do you call it okay, what do you call it? Sparkling water, club
fizz
soda.
Water.
What's the other name? There's another name. Sparkling water, club soda, seltzer.
Water with
seltzer
gas.
Water.
Yeah,
seltzer. Water with gas. Yeah. You call it sparkling water? That's
or
definitely
fizz
the,
water.
It's definitely the fanciest of all the names.
It's
I would
sparkling.
Like some sparkling,
makes me feel
sparkling
fancy.
Water. Yeah, that's how you order at a restaurant. Or that's how they like tell you what they have. Like we also have sparkling water.
Yeah, they have sparkling. Have you seen that LaCroix water? That's the one I buy. It's really good.
Yeah, my wife likes that stuff.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It has like some flavors and stuff to it too.
Yeah, they have like 10 different flavors and they're all super good.
I don't know. I don't see it.
Anyway,
I mean,
the
I've had it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I really like it. The lamest Halloween gift I've ever gotten though, probably fruit.
You've like gotten fruit?
Yeah, like a banana.
Really?
Or an apple. I mean, it's not like your parents are gonna let you eat that because it could be poisoned or have pins or razor blades in it. So
you just have to throw it away.
Yeah, you just have to throw it away.
That sucks.
Yeah, that was the lamest one I've ever gotten.
I'm trying to think of the lamest I've ever gotten, and honestly, it was probably just some candy I didn't like candy corn or something.
Yeah, you know? Smarties, no one likes those.
What? I like Smarties.
Smarties are gross.
What? You just don't like sweet things. I think we've established that.
Yeah.
You're anti-sugar. You don't like soda. You like sparkling water. You don't like Smarties because they have sugar in them. I like Smarties. They're good.
No.
How do you feel about Skittles?
They're
too sweet.
I could enjoy like three of them.
And then what?
And then I'm good.
And then that's it?
Yeah.
What about sour Skittles?
I don't think I've ever had those.
Well, those are the best. So, just letting you know. So the lamest I've ever gotten would be like candy corn. I hate candy corn so much. It's so disgusting.
Yeah, it's not good.
And you had fruit. Well, all right. And fruit. This guy got vitamins, which probably...
That beats both of ours. I think one's way funnier.
I like vitamins, though. I mean, they're good for you. Like, I don't know. As a kid, I can see the problem.
What if it's like a... It's like you said, like a Centrum 60 plus for men.
What if he gave him, like, the whole bottle, too? Yeah, like Centrum Silver 60 plus for men or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. See? That would be... I would laugh as a kid. And maybe, you know, you could give it to your dad and be like, here's dad.
And your dad would be really offended.
He's probably not over 60 at that point. Yeah, that's true. Oh, whatever. When you're a kid, you don't really get it.
You don't
it's
think about
like,
that kind of
it's
stuff.
It's just like everyone's old and you're not.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Okay.
So, I've got one.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, which TV series did you enjoy initially but left you disappointed as the series progressed?
That is an easy one for me.
Yeah, I've got a pretty easy one.
Do you want me to go
first? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to have to say The Walking Dead. I don't know if you've seen the show.
I've seen
parts
a little
it.
Bit
sure.
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, parts here and
so
there.
So it started
but...
really good. Mm-hmm. I stuck with it. A lot longer than anyone else, I feel like. I stuck with it a long time. And people were, like, falling off way back in, like, season 4 and 5. And I stuck with it. It only since till recently where I'm just like, this is really dumb. Because they don't respect the viewer's time at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, everything takes so long to show. You know, we don't need these, like... It's like they have, like, 2 episodes worth of story that they stretch out into, like, 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it just gets such a pain in the ass to watch. It's very frustrating. And then you realize the only reason you're watching it is because you want to see who dies next. That's it.
Yeah.
It's the only reason. Like, the story isn't that exciting anymore because it's just drawn out and it's long and boring and you don't care about anything except who lives and dies. So, that's my answer.
That's probably a good choice. I haven't seen it. I can't verify, but yeah, that sounds like a good choice.
What about you?
I would maybe say two are tied for me. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Dexter?
Yes, I have seen Dexter. So, I think I've seen up to like season two or three, I want
to
say.
There's no reason to watch any more of it. And I've talked to people that disagree with me very, very strongly about this, but I think the season one is the best that show gets, and then it just steadily and slowly goes downhill. Yeah, but I've seen up to season five, and at that point, it's so depressing and slow,
and bad.
The bad guys are not that cool anymore, mm-hmm. And
it's just bad, huh?
Yeah, it's just not very fun to watch. I think season one of Dexter is probably one of the best seasons of a TV show I've ever seen, though. So it's really disappointing that it... I mean, maybe not, but... It's really, really good.
I'm trying to think back, and I'm remembering someone made me watch Dexter. And I think it was you, now that I think about it.
No, I doubt it was me.
No, I'm pretty sure it was you. I remember watching Dexter, like, the first few episodes. And then, like, watching all season one. Anyway, so that sucks. Dexter's bad.
Yeah, season one of Dexter was good, and then it just got worse. And then also, Breaking Bad, when I first got Netflix, I started watching that show. And I think the first series is pretty good. Or not the first series, the first season's pretty good. And then
this is a British television. They call seasons series in British television.
Yeah.
Sorry. There was an aside there. So it wasn't bad.
Yeah. And it just slowly gets worse.
People are gonna
I think it's an interesting concept, but there's just not enough
going on
to sustain it. Yeah.
People are gonna fight you about that. People really love Breaking Bad.
Yeah. And I thought the first season was good, but oh well.
I'm not, you know, one of those people in love with the show as much, so I'm not gonna argue. But I feel like people will be mad at you about this. Our six listeners are going to.
I think strong we've already words established. For you. I think we've already established that my taste is just kind of
really
not good.
Bad. That's what you're known for. You have bad taste in everything.
My taste isn't good. So by me saying Breaking Bad is bad, that's actually a good thing.
Breaking Bad is bad. I like it. It's an alliteration.
It's a double negative, yeah.
Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad, Breaking Bad.
Bad or baddest.
Badding. What would be the sequel to Breaking Bad? Breaking Bad 2, badder.
Bigger and badder. Bigger.
Breaking worse. Breaking Bad 2, breaking badder. We can do like a Fast and the Furious kind of route, right?
What? How did they do it? Fast and Furious?
Like too fast, too furious.
Okay. Too bad, too broken.
That is solid television right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's good.
I would watch that.
The too show would be bad, better if they did
broken?
That.
How I mean, good of a show would that be, man? Too bad, too broken.
It'd be my favorite show.
And the B in broken would have like a cut in it. Like it'd be like a broken B, you know, like be falling apart or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'd watch that show.
I would watch that show.
Would none of the characters would return. It would just be a completely new cast.
They just need to have The Rock and...
Yes, he needs to be in it. Vin Diesel. And yes, that's pretty much... Yeah. And some,
that's
like,
whole show.
Older guy to, like, you know, really ground it, you know? Like Bruce Willis.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones is a good pick, too. He would never do a TV show, though. That's okay. Maybe Breaking Bad 2 is a movie. Breaking Bad 2. Too bad. Too broken.
Bad.
Too broken.
Just too bad.
Too bad?
Too bad.
Baking bread. Baking. Breaking Bad. Too bad.
Yeah. Like it's not a good movie.
I almost just said Baking Bad.
I might watch that. I really like the cooking reality television.
Baking Bad would be like, ex-cons learning how to bake.
From Gordon Ramsay, Comes. Inside of Hell's Kitchen.
Baking Bad. Yeah, inside of Hell's Kitchen, exactly. Comes to Baking Bad. And it's like a bunch of ex-cons, like, baking.
They, like, try to hide shanks inside of the cake so that they can kill each other.
They do it in the prison rec room, right? Yeah. Yeah. And the winner gets to leave jail. He gets to, like, free out of jail, whatever.
Yes,
like,
he's pardoned of all of his crimes.
No matter how bad they were.
I like that.
But they stress out the candidates first. They don't, like, give any murderers a chance to be.
No, they do. You gotta spice it up a little bit. You gotta put some risk.
This sounds like a 1980s, like, you know,
it's like future The Running reality. Man.
Yeah, like one of those shows, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a future reality where, like, everything's super commercialized and they have awful competitions. Like The Running Man, yeah. But with baking,
yeah. I really like this idea for a movie. I'm a huge fan of Iron Chef, and it's just like dystopian future Iron Chef. Iron Chef,
I know. Oh, man. Yeah. Just those words, dystopian future Iron Chef. Isn't that sweet? Yeah,
that really resonates with me.
I have chills now thinking of dystopian future Iron Chef. I feel like we can make a whole series on like dystopian future like cooking shows. You know?
Yeah.
Like you got Baking Bad, which is like, that would be the most... Not tame, but the most, like, grounded of all the shows.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know, you start them off with Baking Bad because it's like, okay, ex-cons. In the future, ex-cons can, like, get out of jail if they bake really well or whatever, you know. And then you got, like, the Iron Chef, like, dystopian future where it's like people are, like their lives
that's,
depend.
That's the Hunger Games.
Their lives depend on baking well.
Yeah.
And, like, cooking well. Like, the judges are, like, the dictators or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, if you do not please them, you're done.
You just die.
You're dead. Yeah, you're doomed.
The loser of the battle just dies.
It's like Gladiator, like, in Rome, like, the Colosseum. The winner gets to be, like, really important, you know? It's like the Hunger Games, exactly. But, like, oh, the Hunger Games, look at that. Like, it's already titled correctly.
Oh, my gosh, I see what you... Oh, like I didn't even think about that.
It's like the real Hunger Games, right?
The Hunger Games would be so much better if it was cooking-based battles.
I know. But yeah, dystopian Iron Chef. That's cool.
And then you need, like, Mecha Guy Fieri doing, like, Diners, Dive-Ins.
But he'd be really big, like, the size of, like, Mecha Godzilla. And he'd still have, like, the hair thing going on, too.
Yeah.
And he could, like, shoot lasers out of his, like, eyes and stuff.
Yes.
To, like, cook things faster. Diners, Dive-Ins, and Drives with Mecha Guy Fieri. I would watch that show.
I would watch that show.
And he's driving around in like in the same car that he drives in now. Like, no one uses cars anymore. Like, everything's hover, but he's just like, I'm Guy Fieri, and welcome to Diners,
Drive-Ins,
and
Dives.
And he doesn't think it's any different. Oh, this is the twist, though. He is in, like, a new body, right? Because he's, like, cybernetic now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, 200 years in the future or something. But he has no idea that any of this has happened. He is just doing the show, like...
He thinks
like,
everything is...
It's normal. Like, everything is normal to him. He's just operating as normal Guy Fieri would. You know?
What he doesn't realize is if he gives someone a negative review, they're executed.
Die.
Like
they're
they
dead.
Don't tell
the Iron
them,
Chef.
They don't
like, the
tell
standing
them.
Iron Chef just kills them. Yeah. Oh, and the Iron Chef in this is like the judges from Judge Dredd.
Yeah,
they like kill people. They're like the police force, basically, the Iron Chefs. Yeah. So when you challenge to be an Iron Chef, you can either win and become one, or you die, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, Guy Fieri, I like it a lot. He's cybernetic, and he doesn't know that it's the future. He just thinks
And I think a major plot point
regular.
Would be him finding out, and he, like, leads a resistance against Iron Chefs.
Against the Iron Chef? Oh, that
yeah.
could be.
Against That'd the be army cool. of Judge Dredd Iron Chefs.
He
yeah.
could lead, like, a bunch of, like, you know... Like chefs that are like own their own businesses, you know, like local cooks or whatever. and they're like, you know, being subjugated by the Iron Chefs. And it's like, that's like two or three seasons in that plot arc, though, you know. You don't want to blow the load too early, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's two diners, two drive-ins, two dives.
Exactly.
The return exactly. of Guy Fieri, of Mecha Guy Fieri.
Of Mecha Guy Fieri, exactly. I love Guy Fieri, like, in this show. He's just like...
Yeah, me too.
He doesn't understand. He doesn't even know he's like an android, you know?
Yeah.
That would be some crazy, like,
mouth. Got some Blade Runner in there with
Yeah, he would need some crazy, like, mouth surgery to, like... Or, like, mouth.
Maybe
implants.
His mouth just, it doesn't move good. Maybe that's and he just doesn't know.
But how does he taste as, like, a Mac, though? That's
maybe when he
problem.
Eats, it just goes everywhere. And he's not intelligent enough.
How does he taste it, though, as, like, a Mac, though?
Maybe he can't.
He just doesn't
thinks he
know.
Can.
Maybe years of eating like shitty, greasy, like diner, drive-in, and dive food has just killed his taste buds. So when he became a Mac, he like didn't even notice that like he couldn't taste anything anymore. He's just like, "Yep, this is normal.
This is great.
Oh, this is so good, bro!" And then he like fist bumps and whatever, and he like get the recipe. And like everyone he goes around like it seems really uneasy because he's like big Mecha Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
And he doesn't notice. So they're like really they tread very lightly. But he acts the same way because he doesn't realize that.
I really do like this. It's a nice comedy element to the otherwise darker Iron
yeah,
Chef
I mean,
side
it's,
of the universe.
It's all part of the whole universe, right? We can have multiple shows. Like Guy Fieri could be a spin-off kind of show. Which would mean more of like a dark comedy, you know, it'd be like a like a dark satire kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then like the Iron Chef show, that could be like the big centerpiece.
Yeah, that's like the Battle Royale, the Hunger Games.
Yeah, exactly. And then like the Baking Bad is just like the reality TV, you know, documentary style, like, you know, kind of thing. So yeah, we have like a whole empire already.
Yeah. I like what we did there.
Yeah, this is good. We should probably
go to the next question. I think it's your turn.
It is my turn, I think.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of Mecha Guy Fieri some more.
No, that's a good idea. He might make a return.
It's such a good visual image. Yeah. Okay, this is probably going to be a short one, but that's okay. What would kid you think of adult you? Like, let's go back, you know, I'm not going to, you know, 20 years, however long, when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
What would that person think of you currently?
I'm not really sure.
Would they be disappointed or happy? Or
I don't think they would know the difference.
Between what?
Like I'm pretty good at video games though.
Yeah.
And I could probably beat young me at any video game. So I think young me would think I was pretty cool. Because I think when I was younger, that's kind of how I measured, you know, how much I got along with people if they liked and were good at video games.
That's true.
Yeah, so I think young me could respect old me for being good at games.
I wonder how we ever got along, because I was never good at games.
Yeah, you were.
I'm kidding. That was a joke. So, like, young you would be like, wow, he's really good at video games.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, it doesn't matter, like, his life. Like, I don't care about any of that. It's just like,
yeah,
he's
I didn't
good
think
at video
of,
games.
I didn't think about that when I was, like, whatever, 10 years old or something.
Yeah. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. I don't know what young me would think of old me. I think young me would think, I don't know. They probably would think that I would have gone down, not a different path, but, like, it would take longer or some other things would be quicker. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know if young me would really care about any of that stuff, you know. But, like, well, how are the graphics in 2016?
Yeah.
Right. What Final Fantasy are they up to now? 25? And I'm like, no. They stalled out after, like, 12,
yeah, they,
young me. And
they've
kind
of plateaued.
What? And young me would be like, what? That's stupid. I'd be like, yeah, I know it's stupid, you know? And then I would, like, tell them something so they could change the future.
Change the future, yeah.
Like, invest in Apple or something. I don't know. You know?
That would be good advice.
Or be like, invest in Amazon or something. I don't know. You know, one of those companies. you know, that like was big then but wasn't as big, you know?
Yeah, that would eventually get much bigger.
Exactly. That's what I'd do. That's what I'd tell.
Yeah, I don't really know what young me would think of me. It's hard to
imagine.
It's hard to imagine.
Well, that was a slightly more serious question. Do you have anything more exciting?
So I kind of just have one specific thought on this question, so it's not really in depth, but what villain kinda had a point for any movie or game or et cetera?
What do you mean, like they were almost justified or whatever?
Yeah. It made sense.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of that one. I mean, a lot of villains have some, like, some have good intentions, I guess.
Yeah, it's rational from their point of view, kind of.
Yeah.
I was going to say that pretty much any good villain has to have a rational reason for doing what they're doing.
Yeah, they have to have, like, some kind of core values that, like, dictate their actions.
Their actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might not agree with their core values, or maybe you don't agree with their actions, but you can like familiarize with their with their intention.
You can empathize with certain aspects of the villain. And I think if you can't, then it's just a shitty villain.
They're a bad villain. Or they're like a cartoon villain. You know?
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily bad, but if it's in a serious movie or serious media, then it's bad. You know.
Yeah, because even some cartoon villains, Dr. Robotnik,
go-to example?
I don't know. Robotnik. He just wants to kill Sonic, and Sonic is kind of annoying.
Sonic is annoying. We're going to talk about Sonic every episode, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, there will be certain themes.
I'm just making sure. Because you bring up Sonic, and you're like, oh, let me think of a villain. Dr. Robotnik, that's who we'll go to. He's like the typical like stupid cartoon villain.
Yeah, just the dumb villain. Nothing he does makes any sense. He uses tiny animals to power his machines when electricity would just be easier.
Does he use? Oh yeah, he does use tiny animals.
He uses like blue jays and rabbits and stuff. Right. Sonic has to free them
to make him more evil.
Yeah. It's for the challenge.
You know a lot about Sonic. I don't know why.
Yeah, because I played a lot of the games.
You're like, yeah, I do. You said that almost sadly. You're like, yeah. I do know a lot about Sonic.
I don't know. I didn't know who Green Gator guy was.
Oh, yeah.
Or a kid.
What the hell was his name?
I don't even remember his name already.
Gator, Sonic. I think that was past your time.
Yeah.
You know, like, he stopped playing, like, right there. Vector the Crocodile, yeah. He looks like King K. Rool's son. Yeah. Good old Vector.
Good old Vector.
Good old Vector. I can't think of a lot of villains off the top of my head, but like I feel like most of them, most good ones, do have some relatable thing that they're doing.
Yeah,
doesn't necessarily mean like I agree with what they're doing, but like I think good villains have like a relatable, like, oh, I can see that. I'm like, oh, he was really screwed up. Like, you know, so
yeah, like just Magneto comes to mind. I guess
Magneto. That's a good one. That's actually. The one I was trying to think of, I was like, oh, there's one that I like almost agree with but don't. Obviously, I don't agree with Magneto.
Yeah.
But if I was a mutant and like that shit happened to me, I would totally be Magneto. I'm not going to lie. Like, that was what I would do. Like, I wouldn't be Professor X. I would be fucking Magneto. So, yeah.
Or, you know, a lot of the superhero villains, Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm. Or Lex Luthor's mostly just...
No, he doesn't trust Superman because there's nothing to check Superman's power.
Oh, speaking of Lex Luthor, I just saw the newest Batman movie, Batman vs. Superman.
Wow,
you're incredulous.
That was the Ben Affleck Batman?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Was it good?
So what I'll say about it is,
yeah, I mean, I'll see it eventually.
It was really long. It was too long. Mm-hmm. There was too many plot elements, you know. What I will say that's good about it is there was a good movie hiding inside of a bad movie, if that makes sense. Like, parts of the movie, I was like, oh, this is interesting. But then they're all bogged down by the general badness of the movie, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
So, are the characters likable? That's kind of the most important thing about a movie for me.
No, not really.
Oh, that's a shame.
Batman is not... So this Batman, I'm not going to spoil it. Batman is a lot darker in this movie. Like, he's been around the block a bunch of times, if that makes sense. So he, like, doesn't take as much shit anymore. So that may make him less likable. I liked Batman. I thought he was cool and, like, he was really dark in this movie. But, like, I thought that was an interesting thing. Superman, I've never liked Superman in movies. He's always, like, super, like, I don't know, boring and... Superman. He had, like, no character development. But anyway... the characters were okay. They weren't anything to write home about. They were all right, I guess.
No, that's a shame.
The cool thing the movie does, but it like is bogged down in it. Like it's Batman versus Superman, so it gets into it only brushes with like the ideological battles over Superman and Batman, which I thought was interesting because like Batman is always like, oh, I see the good in people, or no, sorry, Superman is always like, I see the good in people, you know, and like. I'm trying to uphold peace, and I'm going to try to, like, rid the world of evil. Batman sees the bad in everybody, and he's trying to, like, protect the few that remain that are good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which is very interesting, and the movie only brushes on this, but it's, like, brought up a couple times, and I'm like, oh, that's an interesting way to see Superman and Batman. But, of course, it wastes that pretty quickly with, like, stupid, you know... They try to shoo in all the other DC characters and all this other stupid shit, so...
Yeah.
It's worth seeing, but it's not...
Do you really need any other characters than Superman and Batman in a movie? I mean, you have the two... That's all you should need.
Well, no, but they're trying to set up for, like, you know, other movies and stuff. Yeah. And that's
it probably would have been better with just those two characters.
And I think the other problem in the movie was, like... I thought, like, the ethical problem between Superman and Batman was interesting. But... Mm. They needed to find, like, an excuse to fight each other and an excuse to, like, fight stuff. You know what I mean? So, like, all, like, the action bits were just, like, shoehorned into the movie. Like, let's make this happen. And they felt stupid, you know? Whereas, like, if the movie was just, like, about... And this wouldn't have been as exciting movie for, like, people that like comic books. But if the movie is just about, like, Batman and Superman having a really bad disagreement and sometimes scuffling or whatever, like, it would have been way better, but, like, it had to jump higher, it had to elevate itself to, like, oh, the world's ending in some other dumb way, you know
what I mean? Was sort of expecting, I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but I was expecting one of them to get framed in some kind of way to like be set up by a villain.
That happens.
I thought that would be the basis for their scuffle,
right? That definitely happens.
Okay.
But by the point it happens, it's like, you know, you could have gone down the path of, like, I don't know, like, they could hate each other for actually legitimate reasons instead of, like, oh, someone's pulling the strings, you know?
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, like, I don't want to spoil it, but, like, you know Lex Luthor's in it, and I'm sure you figured out that, like, he's the bad guy or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, if they had, like, a legit reason to, like, fight each other that was, like, they had ethical problems with each other's, like... existence,
yes.
That's a much cooler and more, you know, interesting reason to fight someone than, like,
I agree.
You know what I mean? And they didn't do that because, A, general audience probably wouldn't understand what the hell's going on, and B, it would take a lot longer, or not take a lot longer, there would be a lot less excuses to fight things.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, there's a good movie hiding inside the bad movie, but it's still bad overall.
Yeah, that's a shame, because they'll never remake that.
No. What are you going to do?
Yep.
Anyway, so...
Do you have a next question?
I have a funny one, yeah.
All right, let's do a funny one.
So it's asking the men out there who sit when they urinate.
Okay.
Why they do this and why they began to do this. And I will... I will go ahead and say that I am one of these people, and I am proud of it. I'll say it right now.
I switch it up.
You switch it up? Oh.
Yep.
All right.
See, there are a couple factors that decide whether I take the...
And we don't need to get too down.
Yeah, I won't get into that. But yeah, you don't want to sit on a public toilet because other asses have obviously been there.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
So in that case, I will definitely stand. But at home, I would rather...
Relax. Chill out. Exactly.
Just take a second.
To collect your thoughts.
There's no hurry.
You're not in a rush. Yeah, I'm the same way, basically. Although I even do it in public, but I just, you know, prep it with enough materials.
Yes.
And the reason I do that... Actually, I don't know why I do that. Oh, it's only because, like, if there's no urinals available, I'll do it. You know, I'll go to... And the reason I do that is because I've been there when, you know, you go to a toilet and it's, like, all...
Lovely.
Someone didn't clean up after themselves, if that makes sense.
It's almost better if they just don't, so that way you know it's covered in...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the other way,
it's just going to get smeared everywhere. Like,
that's actually a really good point. Like, if they're not going to clean up completely, they might as well not do it at all, because... If they do it a little, it almost looks... It's almost like a deception, you know?
Yeah, it's deceptive. You're sitting in someone else's...
It's still there. Yes. It's just not as visible.
Yes.
But if they just go, like, hog wild on it, and they're just like, screw it, whatever, then at least when you go in, you're like, okay, this is obviously a dirty toilet.
Yes. You know, you get... I do not want to sit here.
But yeah.
That's a good question, though.
Yeah. So that's... So I do it in public out of respect to the people that are... following me, you know what
yes.
I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want to screw up this toilet, and I don't trust my aim enough to
see. I'm
go at it.
I have a pretty good strategy. You can lift the seat with your foot.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you could get stuff on the ground and stuff.
It's fine. Just
it's a public toilet. Whatever.
It's public.
It's public for a reason.
Yep.
All right. Well, there you go. So. You know, I respect your opinion. I hope you respect my opinion.
No, definitely. And those of you that just never do the sitting option, you should try it sometime.
Yeah, it's relaxing.
Like, bring your phone. Just hang out for a second.
Have a good
sit. Take it easy.
Just chill out.
Do you know that scene in Final Fantasy IX when Zidane and Vivi are having their bonding moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. You just need to take it easy for a second.
Just chill out and let it flow.
Let it flow.
See what I did there?
Yep.
Go with the flow. All right, I'm done talking about people.
Yeah, that was a good question, though.
Thank you. Do you have an exciting question for me?
Sure.
Or for both of us?
How about... I have a really funny one, I have a depressing one, and I have a moderate one. Which
Whoa.
One?
I like extremes, so either really depressing or funny.
Okay.
You pick.
So what would your completely honest dating profile say?
Is this the depressing one or the funny one?
I actually am not sure.
What did you count this as?
I counted this as the funny one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would my completely honest profile be? Well, first of all, I
think yours is pretty easy. Like,
why is it pretty easy?
Because you're married.
That's true. But this is a hypothetical question.
Okay, yeah. As a
hypothetical. If I had one, if I was out there in the world, God forbid, the terrible life of a single person.
Yeah, sorry, it's no good. It's no good.
The terrible, terrible life. And I had to have a dating profile. First of all, I want to say that I never did any of the online things.
No, neither have I.
Because I was kind of, like, I was right before, well, that's not true. When I was in college, they were around, but I didn't need to yet. So it's like, you know, you get to a point where, like, I feel like, and you haven't done them either, obviously. So, like,
no.
I feel like you get to a point where you're like, you know, you do the online dating because you're like, you have no other options, you know, and you're desperate, you know what I mean? So it's like, well, this is all I can do now, so I'm going to go for this. And sorry for all those people out there that are listening that are like really offended right now. But so I never had the need. So I don't even know how this stuff works, really, honestly.
It's pretty much, I don't have a Facebook either, so I guess it's kind of hard to compare it with this, but I think it's like Facebook, but it's just implied that everybody is single, question mark.
So you're trying to sell yourself, basically, to someone
else. Yeah, I guess.
So the problem I have with that...
We're not going to be good at answering this.
The problem I have with that, I know, we're like walking around the answer. We're not even answering it. Problem I have with that is I'm really, really bad at selling myself. Like,
same.
Really bad. I don't know if it's because I'm modest or because I like don't really have a lot of confidence or whatever, but I'm not good at it.
Same.
So I'd probably have like one of those really, it would really look really dumb, but it would probably be one of those like self-deprecating, like jokey profiles, you know, where it's a lot of like me putting my own self down kind of thing, you know,
like that's every so question, good.
You know, every question would be like, it'd be like, you know, what's your favorite activity or whatever? And I'd be like, cry in the corner on Saturday because there's nobody around to be with me or something, you know? Like some stupid like that. So I don't know if I would attract the right kind of people with that, though.
Yeah, that's, but I guess that's, I don't know. I haven't done this either, but mine would probably be something, it would just be probably minimalist and also dumb. People would probably mistake me for a bot because, for one, I'm very paranoid about putting personal things online.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what if your employer sees it, or what if...
So you yours would be, like, age, 28, hair, brown.
Yes.
Tall, height, 5 foot, whatever, 11, you know.
Yes. Email for picture. There's no picture.
What white male lives here? The end.
I enjoy movies, video games.
The internet.
The internet.
And then you end it with thank you in all caps and then a period.
Yes.
Thank you for reading, period.
Yeah, that would probably be mine.
That would get some people, I think.
Yeah, it would get a lot of bots.
I think you would get some interest of like people that are not, you know.
Like, people that tried literally everything else.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, then you're kind of like a mystery box, you know?
Yeah.
Like, other people can, like, weed other profiles out because, like, oh, it's obviously I don't like this person. It's like with your profile, they'd be going in with no knowledge other than, you know, this is what you look like, basically. Yeah. You know, vaguely, not even a picture, right? And then they'd be like, oh, this is like a blind date. So it'd be basically like setting up a blind date.
I don't think people like that these days, though.
I don't know. Some people might.
I don't know. I can't
speak. Some people might have got really frustrated with the whole profile thing because then they're like, oh, I'm trying to find the perfect match. That never works, so let me just find a rando and go from there. So that you might have some success with that.
I would have some interests on there. Like, I could name some books or movies that I liked, probably. So maybe if someone saw a book that they also read.
Like a single book.
Yeah, a single book. I don't know. The problem is I have pretty obscure taste in books, movies.
Oh, this is a good question. If you could only put a single book on your dating profile.
Oh, that's a great one.
What would you put?
Mine is so easy. It's Ubik by Philip K. Dick.
Okay. I think you'd scare a lot of people away then. So, yeah, you're not going to get any dates.
Oh, well. It's a great book.
I'm sure there's one person out there that would see it, but they're probably not in your area, so.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? It's a good answer, though.
What would your book be?
Just
for the sake of completeness.
I don't know what my book would be. That's a good question. Maybe, like...
It has to be something that represents you.
I'd have to think about it.
Yeah.
It
can't just be a book that you enjoy.
No.
It has to be.
Yeah, I don't even know. That's really hard. I can't even begin to think what my book would be. There's so many books I like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to come back to you on that one. Maybe at the end of the show I'll have a good answer for that.
You can surprise us.
I can be like, and the book is...
Yeah, people might look back on this... episode and read these books that we're saying.
That's true.
So these could be strong recommendations for potential listeners.
Wouldn't it be funny if I came back at the end of the show and I like listed something about like Tom Clancy or something?
Rainbow Six, the Last Assault.
Siege Marked Peninsula, John, whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah, John Grisham.
John, they collaborated on this book.
Yeah.
Rainbow Six Marked Peninsula by by John Grisham and Tom Clancy.
The first edition, because it's much better.
Oh, it's signed by both of them.
Yeah.
Forward by Guy Fieri. All right. So, I think I just did. Oh no, you did that one. So it's my turn, right? Oh, okay. This is.
I can. I have another one though, if you want. But I'm happy to.
Is it funny?
Oh, it's kind of funny.
I'll do this one. This one's going to be short.
Okay.
Okay. I want to get to the one after this, so I want this one to be short. So don't take too long. Okay. If the world shared a currency, which will never happen because we hate each other, but if they did, that could be another political discussion later, how we'll never have a shared currency. What faces would represent that currency, like on the notes and the coins and stuff? Assuming we could agree, because we wouldn't be able to.
It's impossible. It would never happen. See, the currencies would split before they decided on a face.
No, I know. That would be, like, the defining... Like, if they hadn't, like, poo-pooed the deal before, that would be, like, the line where they're like, no, if you're not putting George Washington's face, then I'm out, or whatever, you know?
It's to the point where you can't even, like, put a picture of the Earth because the side of the Earth that the 2D perspective is facing, they couldn't even decide on that.
Why isn't my Earth, like, on this side? Or then they'd be like, oh, we'll put your side of the Earth on the back side of the
like, but why is it on the back? What are you saying about me?
But then they'd be like, okay, both sides of the money look exactly the same except for the back. And then they'd be like, well, which side was it printed on? Like, what was the upright side when it was printed? And then... So I don't think. See, this is why I thought this was gonna be short. I don't think anyone would be on. I think it'd be like neutral stuff, like the Earth, like maybe a picture of a giraffe or something. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, but then, like, what country is the animal indigenous to? You know,
maybe they have like one animal from each continent, and then all the continents, like all the countries per continent, come together in a group to decide on their.
Maybe animals. It's like the state quarters where there's like 50 different. Yeah. $5 bills, and each one has a different country's animal on it.
But we have a lot of countries. We have like 150 countries.
Yeah, that is...
I think it would be like, okay, Africa comes together and decides we want our animal to be the giraffe or the elephant, lion. Or lion. And then the Americas come together, North America comes together, and they're like, we want the eagle or whatever. And then South America comes together, and they're like, we want the... I don't know what an animal is South America. The piranha. I don't know.
Yeah, that perfectly represents the South American people. We just, like, totally...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. See, that's why you can't do this question.
They'd be like, a piranha? Are you serious? I just, my mind went to like the Amazon rainforest, and I was like, what animals like in the Amazon rainforest? Can you imagine a dollar bill with a piranha on it?
That would be the funniest dollar.
Anyway, so like Asia would have like, you know, a Bengal tiger or something.
Panda,
And then, you know, Australia would have like a kangaroo. I don't know. You know
Russia has vodka because they don't have any animals.
Right.
No, a bear. I'm like, sorry. That wasn't right.
That's fine. No one's from Russia's listening. And Antarctica would have like a penguin or whatever. I don't know. Or like a piece of bacteria because they don't have any other animals.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it would be animals. I don't think it would be people. We would never agree.
Yeah, no way.
So that was my question. I'm done. That's it.
That's a good one.
Are you excited for the piranha money that we're going to get in like
50 wish
years?
We had piranha money.
We have a global currency. I imagine it looking a lot like Monopoly money. Like, it's really like pastel colors and stuff like that. And it has like animals on it. So, anyway.
But what colors do you choose? It might be the wrong colors.
Because for
the
each colors country? Of the flag. Yeah, that's true. That's tough. I feel like South America would be green because it's like the here I go again. I'm like making assumptions about South America. Because of the rainforest. All right, I should stop talking now. Probably.
This is a good segue into this question, though.
Okay, what do you got?
What are some unwritten rules in your country? We can just make it your area, though, if you want, that a tourist wouldn't know about.
That's hard.
Like, is there one that...
I think in America, an unwritten rule is you know, if there's a line, you have to wait in it. Like, a lot of other countries don't, you know, well, a lot do, but there is definitely, like, that's an inconsistency. Yeah,
we get angry about our lines.
Like, we get really angry about lines. Like, it's not really a rule, but it's definitely, I mean, it is a rule, but it's definitely an unwritten one.
Yep.
In the States. In, I mean, I would say in the Americas, North and South America, even where the piranhas are, they still
yes, they wait in lines there.
They still wait in lines in the rainforest to get their picture taken with the piranhas.
Everywhere, what would you say? Does everywhere tip? Tipping, maybe?
No, and everywhere doesn't tip. I think that's another good one.
Yeah.
For and America. Tipping,
especially the certain professions, like cab drivers, we tip cab drivers.
So in Europe, they're very, like, some places in Europe don't tip at all. Some places tip a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Here, yeah. We, like, always tip. Like, everywhere is tip. Like, every restaurant is tip, no matter what. So I think that might confuse tourists significantly, because they'll be like, what, this service wasn't good, why is there a tip
you have
line?
To pay more.
Yeah, and then they get more confused because the tip technically isn't mandatory, but like the unwritten rule is that it is, you know what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which so is kind of dumb if you think about it.
It is really dumb. Yeah. It's super dumb, but like it's an unwritten rule. Like, it's not mandatory, you're not gonna go to jail for not tipping, but it's an unwritten rule.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, that's an interesting question.
I don't know. I don't know if I can actually think of any more.
I think tipping is the best one. I think that
driving on the right side of the road.
No, that's not an unwritten rule. That's definitely a
actually definitely written.
That's definitely a regular rule.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want me to do one more, and then we do? How many more do you have? I have a bunch, but we're getting near the end. So I feel like
I'm out, I think.
Oh, you're out.
Well, I have one more about TV shows.
I can do this. Well, okay, you can do the TV show one. I'll do this one as my final question because it's a fun one.
What's the best TV series ever?
Well, this is a straight shooting question.
Don't
I guess,
put too much thought into it.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. The X-Files. Yeah. No, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I really like Star Trek.
Star Trek's good. Which one, though?
All of them. I'm just I won't be specific because that's a whole different.
Yeah, that's another hour long show right there, right?
Yeah, Star Trek is really good.
I liked The Next Generation. Yeah,
I like Deep Space Nine, Next Generation, the original series.
All right, so we'll say Star Trek then.
Yeah, Star Trek is a good show.
That's a good question.
Yeah, is it not a good question?
I mean, it ate up a minute of our time.
That
good
was
work.
That was the only one I had.
You
left.
Did it. I have That's a really. I have left. Quite. I have a quite a good one. I'm probably hyping it up way too much here.
All right, what's your good one? Okay, we can end on that.
You have one wish that you are like a genie. I'm going to set this whole thing up.
Okay.
A genie comes down, and he's like, "Hey, yo, you get one wish, whatever you want, but there's a big catch. This wish could never before be wished." Okay. What do you
hard
do? Now, we can get into real specifics here, but it can be like, it doesn't have to be that, you know. You can be as specific or non-specific as you want. But you just can't do like, oh, I want $1 million, because everyone's going to ask. Like, that's going to be the first wish everyone comes up with.
Can I have a million $1 bills?
That would be something. I'm sure someone else has wished.
Has anybody
that.
Ever wished for low amounts of currency in high volumes?
I'm sure that they have. Like, the mob has probably wished
for
that.
Yeah, probably,
before.
Actually.
A million unmarked $1.
Okay, I'll try to think of a good answer instead of trying to cheat it in some kind of lame way.
What do you cheat? Oh, you're cheating it?
Yeah. I mean, saying a billion quarters is kind of lame.
That is super lame. I'm sure someone's wished for that too.
Why?
I don't know. You never know.
Why would you want that?
Maybe they really like soda, and they like, you know, a million quarters grants them access to the vending machine like forever, basically. You know?
How about this? I think I might have a good one.
Go for it.
I want a new Super Mario Brothers live action movie. Has anybody ever wished for
I think you might be the first person
that ever wanted
ever wished for that wish. That is a very specific wish. Like, you could get anything you want, and that's what you want.
There are a couple of things.
Too late. The wish is done.
The genie already gave it to me. We've got a whole new... granted the wish.
We're watching it right now.
And it needs to be... movie? All right, no. I need to be more specific, because someone might have actually wished for that. It needs to be starring John Leguizamo.
Okay, so he's reprising his role as Luigi.
Yes.
He's older and, like, gruffer now. You know? Yeah.
It's like a grim, dark Mario.
He's a middle-aged Luigi. Oh, because if the first one wasn't grim, dark already, right?
I mean, it's more like it's right. It's darker than
John
Dark
Leguizamo
Knight.
Is like the older, like more. He's more seasoned Luigi.
Yes.
And who's Mario?
You can't have Hoskins because
no, he's gone.
He's gone.
Rest his soul.
How about Anthony Hopkins? I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, the worst Mario ever.
That is the best answer, I think,
he's like, for that. It's a me, Mario.
Did you hear my hissing? I don't know if you heard it.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I ate her fava beans with some mushrooms.
Yeah, exactly. Anthony Hopkins is the perfect
yeah, answer. So starring Anthony Hopkins and John Leguizamo. And we need
Peach. John Leguizamo hasn't been in anything, so he's
going to be in John Wick 2 that comes out.
Well, he's also going to be in Mario.
Yeah.
Too Fast 2 Mario, or whatever this movie's called.
Two Mario, Two Brothers, The Return.
Of the Brothers. Mario.
Starring John Leguizamo and Anthony Hopkins.
You're or Christopher Walken. Bale. Oh,
I was about to say Christopher Walken, which
he
would be pretty
good
hilarious.
Bowser. He'd
too.
Be a good Bowser.
All right, yeah, that's sold.
Wouldn't he be a good Bowser?
Yeah, he would.
He would. I mean, Dennis Hopper was really good Bowser, too. No, mm-hmm. He was King Koopa. He wasn't Bowser.
Right? Yeah, it'll be Bowser in this movie. That's the more classic Mario
villain.
Because
he died in the movie. Yeah. So, yeah, Christopher Walken as Bowser would be really good. But yes. He would be like, he would be Christopher Walken. He would just have like a Bowser like headdress kind of thing on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wouldn't be a dinosaur. He'd be Christopher Walken with like a Bowser kind of mane.
Yeah.
Like headdress.
Like a Native American style headdress with like
right.
dinosaur claws
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, this movie.
He needs to kidnap a Princess Peach. We need a non-traditional Peach.
I mean,
I could just go with some of my favorite actors. Sigourney Weaver is Princess
Peach.
She's
a little old now, don't you think? Princess Peach.
I guess.
You're like, it's fine.
It's fine.
This movie
We have Anthony Hopkins as Mario.
This movie is just flying in the face of stereotypes everywhere. And
yes.
Just doing whatever it wants to do. Sigourney Weaver as Princess Peach.
Princess Peach, and she needs to have a mecha battle with Bowser at some point.
And then Guy Fieri.
Mecha Guy Fieri makes an appearance.
It's all part of the same universe, really.
Yes.
This is the origin story
Iron Chef. What's your movie?
Iron
yeah.
What do you mean, what's my movie?
Oh no, what's your wish, rather?
No, I want this wish now too. This is my wish too.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think it's a good wish.
We have the same wish. Yeah.
It's a good wish.
I would say that we need a lot of like famous cameos as all like
yeah.
the enemies. Like someone's like Koopa, you know, like
yeah, we could have Goombas, Koopas. You know, like, you need
Jean,
to have every
Jean-Claude Van Damme is in it, you know,
yes.
as like a Koopa Trooper or something like that, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, as many 80s cameos as possible.
As humanly possible, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Arnold could be in it. He'd be like a, you know.
He's a hammer bro.
He's, or he could be like one of Bowser's kids or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, this is good. I like it. Now, would it take place in like a weird parallel Mario universe, like the original movie?
I think maybe we could just accept that this is a different world altogether.
So it's like a reboot.
Yeah, it's a reboot. Yeah. And it takes
even
place
though John Leguizamo's still in it.
Yeah, it takes place in New York City. Christopher Walken as Bowser kidnaps Sigourney Weaver as Peach from Trump Tower, which is
nice.
Yeah, nice.
It's all coming together now.
It's all coming together. And he takes her to some ridiculous location. And then
he takes her to a volcano.
Yes.
In Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why it looks so, like, you know, it's very, like, you know,
jungly, lots of plants.
Natural. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So he has, like, a base in Hawaii, like, near an active volcano. And then Mario and Luigi are, like, plumbers, you know, obviously. And then I don't know how they get all
they need to, they need to be, like, really impoverished and down on life, and they can't afford to go to Hawaii to rescue Peach. So they have to find some creative way of hitchhiking across America. That can be the segue into the many cameos there will be.
Oh, and then they'll see all the people on the way, and they'll, like, lend them a hand or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask how they, you know, are like, heroes and plumbers at the same time, but, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. The kinks will work themselves out in the script of the movie, right?
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
So... I guarantee you no one's ever wished for that.
No,
so that's
a good
wish.
That is a completely original wish that no one's ever wished for. we need a title before we wrap this episode up. Because I think the two Mario, it was okay, but we need a solid, like, title.
How
like
about...
Super Mario Brothers : what? You know what I mean?
Super Mario Brothers :
The Legend of The Legend of what? The Legend of what's the big, like, plot device in the movie?
The plot device is a road trip.
Oh, they're going on a road trip.
Yeah, across America to Hawaii. Or to California and then to Hawaii.
Mm.
So how about Super Mario Brothers: The Odyssey?
Road Odyssey. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And it can also have a lot of parallels to the Odyssey.
The actual Odyssey.
Odyssey, like O Brother, Where Art Thou did.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, very loosely based.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I gotcha. Mm-hmm. And then, like, one of the bad guys can have, like, one eye, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll bring it all around, really.
I think it'd be easy. I mean, maybe not easy, but you could just go. That's not a movie you really need to have a script for in advance. You just
can go straight into production.
Do it as you go.
You can do it straight into production. Could it have the same soundtrack as Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
That's fine with me.
Okay, cool. I'm just making sure we're on the same page. Really.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Just use all the same songs.
How about we do Mario songs, but we do them in the style of...
Like oldies?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like,
that works for me.
The style of, like, old-timey music.
Like Fallout and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I think we're good.
Yeah, we got a movie there.
Super Mario Brothers :
The Road Odyssey.
Sounds like a real thing.
Coming to theaters soon.
Yeah, 2017. We're ramping up right now already on production. It's going to be a lot of work. Okay, well, that was a fun episode to do.
It was fun.
Yeah. You want to do the outro?
Sure. So remember to email us if you listen to this, if you want to. I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to, but we would like to hear anything you have to say.
We'll read it all, too.
Yeah, we'll read it. We'll probably read it on air too.
I mean, I'll make you read it.
Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, this has been the Time Bat Show. I'm Bat Snacks.
And I'm Tyrasis.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, signing off. Good night.
Good night.